All right, 47 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is a Wednesday morning, 22nd day of July. James and Julie, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
James, good call of the game last night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good game.
I watched the stream on parts of game one and then listened to game two.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
streaming.
Good stuff there. Final big games for the Troopers before they head over to Gillette for the state tournament over there.
And so. Senior day. It was fun hearing all the...
Yeah,
they have a great
10
team.
Seniors.
Yeah, and a lot of those seniors are college bound with baseball.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is impressive.
Good stuff for the Troops right now going on. Hey, let's look at the date book today. What's today? 22nd day of July. 1942, the Bighorn Basin Fair was canceled due to the war effort.
Okay.
1942. 1867, Fort D.A. Russell is established outside of Cheyenne on Crow Creek. It survives and is an active military post today.
Wow, really?
As F.E. Warren Air Force Base.
Okay.
So there you go.
Cool.
A little good Wyoming history today. Danny Glover is 80. Don Henley, Eagles, Hotel California, 79. William Defoe is 71.
Willem,
excuse me. Yes, Willem. I always see that wrong.
Yeah, that's probably
Defoe,
common.
Yeah, actually, he's been to Sheridan a few times. 71.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
David Spade is 62.
Love David Spade. He's funny.
Saturday night.
Tommy boy.
Just makes you laugh when you say his name, don't you? 1933, Wiley Post became the first person to fly solo around the world, traveling 15,000 miles in 7 days, 18 hours and 45 minutes.
Hmm. You mean flying?
Yes, flying solo around the world.
How come we don't know this guy's name?
Wiley Post. Yes.
We know the other, who's the other guy?
Lindenberg.
Yeah. Did you see Lindenberg?
Yeah,
Lindenberg.
Did you see the four? Yeah, it's all right. Did you see the four hot air balloons that were up in the sky this morning?
No,
there
I
were
did not.
Four of them.
Where were they? Like,
well, if you're looking at the
in the sky,
we have a great view up here of the whole city. It was more towards. It's hard to say because it looks like they're right downtown, and they're not obviously. I'd say more towards the courthouse area of town, but probably further than that, because obviously, but there
the
are
line
four
of sight.
I don't know. I've
the...
seen them right over my house before.
There were four of them.
Cool.
Which you don't see that often.
That's
you see,
neat. Huh?
You see one, maybe two once in a while. There was two recently that I saw, but the C4 was way cool.
I bet.
I like it. Kudos to those people. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Setting those up and getting going. Today's hammock day.
I think it would be great to have a hammock.
I agree. Maybe not, maybe not on a 103 degree day on Saturday.
But
is it really?
It's supposed to be 100 degrees Friday, 103 Saturday, and 100 on Sunday.
I'm getting people turning to my side. I'm telling you. Just ditch July. Get rid of August.
No,
let's just go right to September.
No. Because you have to have that buildup, so you go, okay, winter's
coming. It's great until we get to about late July, early August, and all we have is smoke, and it's hot as heck.
But it does help you turn the corner to cooler weather. You go, okay, I'm okay with this.
I'm ready for hot weather.
After about that 109, I turned the corner. I was like, all right, let's go.
Well, check this out. You know, we talk this all the time. Stovepipe Wells, California.
Yeah.
Death Valley.
Nice name for it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I love that name of that. Stovepipe Wells.
It's hot. It's Stovepipe Wells.
It was 119 yesterday.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, there's also a reason no one lives
the day before. There are people that
Death Valley?
I want to go see that town just out of curiosity.
In Death Valley.
Why would they do that?
There's people that live in Death Valley.
Why would people do that? What are you doing?
I think there's a reason they're there. There might be some shady past with each individual.
Okay. Running from the law or something, huh? I don't know about that.
But at that point, if you're living there, 119, you're running from the law, it might be a gift to be arrested. Take you to a nicer place.
Yeah. Can I get in your air-conditioned vehicle?
Yeah. A little cooler.
I mean, just
or they're just really, you know, people that don't like to socialize.
They're hotheads.
Hotheads.
Pressure. The pressure on the AC when it's that hot.
I mean, it's at that point,
vehicles,
it's useless.
Everything.
Okay. Today is BLT Sandwich Day.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Mm. Okay. Well, maybe go have one today. It's a mango day. You like mangoes?
Yeah, I love mangoes.
Sure.
Yeah. And rat catchers day.
Rat catchers. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Okay. Tonight, Powerball has grown to 567 million. No winner last night, by the way.
Wow.
Mega Millions. It's now close to 745 million.
Jeez, the odds.
Are these all different companies? I've always I'm wondering about that. Powerball's a company.
Powerball. Well, I don't know if it's a company itself, but I'm sure it has an off name. Powerball is the name of it. But yes, and then there's Mega Millions.
Hmm. Well, I guess it's all.
I wonder how much money is generated in taxes from those.
A lot. A ton. But it's all federally done then, right? Because
Cowboy draws state.
I'm assuming.
State. Yeah.
Powerball, Mega Millions, maybe? I don't know. I don't know nothing about these. I just know they're making up those stories. I know that for sure.
Carl McDaniels, you know, he's the 65-year-old guy that got tossed by the bison in Yellowstone Park, making national fame.
Yeah, he became, popular.
He became an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
He's got his 15 minutes.
He's got more than that. He's been on talk shows, TV talk shows. I mean, yeah, he's been on, when he was on that after dinner stroll with his grandson when that bison attacked, he said that bison moved faster than I could ever imagine. And all he said I could think about was my grandson. And he said it wasn't the actual when the bison tossed him in the air.
When he landed
that he did all the
bruising. Because he did that cartwheel midair.
Oh, I know, right? Man.
And actually, I mean, he wasn't going up there with a selfie going, hey.
No, he was.
Park Ranger said he was at the right distance, you know. It's just that. And then,
but you got to watch those.
A follow-up on that was that bison attacked some other people at another campground just down the road, too.
Well, it's rutting season for them.
Yeah, they're in the rut. So get out of the way.
There was somebody with a bison downtown yesterday. That was a real thing that was happening.
Yeah, the main bar.
On a leash, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
a younger one, it looked like.
Yeah. Must have been from the, I don't know, from the...
One of the bison
pen, I guess,
ranches
or whatever. Yeah,
here.
I don't know.
They are unpredictable animals.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, one guy that was tossed and he was standing 40 feet away, and now we got one that's downtown with cars and everything, and I'm
like,
how is that
working? Though, and it also could have been female.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either, but I'm not getting up close.
Me neither. Osha.
You know, Kim Love used to have a bison.
Kim Love used to have every bison. He had camels. He had...
Yeah. And that bison, as the older it grew, the feistier it got.
Hey, just like all of us, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. We're halfway into Major League Baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Right? So how are the umpires doing with the... strike zone, the robo umps. Okay.
They did a
little comparison.
I think it's like 70%.
According to Major League Baseball, umps have a 95% accuracy call.
Well, the umpires do. I'm talking when they're, I guess, when ABS is called.
Yeah, on all called pitches, which the league says is the most accurate ever. When they do get challenged, umpires under 40 have been overturned 50% of the time. Umps in their 40s have a 54% overturn rate, and then there's a 57% rate for umps over 50. And ones that are over 55 have a 58%. So the older they are, the better they are.
What about 55%?
Probably they have more years watching it.
Man, you know, that ball going in that fast, sometimes I would not track it. I would not be a good umpire.
I don't think a lot of people would be good umpires when... There's a lot, when you're sitting on your couch, it's pretty easy, but when you're behind home plate,
Bob, wouldn't be a good umpire. Hey, look, a squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, strike.
You mean my attention span?
Yeah. You'll be.
You mean my attention span?
Yeah. You'll be making your checklist for the next morning. Oh, ball.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The ones that want to, the thing that'll make you really want to change your mind is when you take your first foul ball right off the mask and you're like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they're like,
how about one off the knee?
I don't think I want to do that. Yeah.
One in the shoulder. Trevor took one of those once.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, that was painful to him.
The hand or something.
He told me, yeah. Okay, if you're near Laverne, Minnesota, you got to check this out. World's tallest nutcracker, 65 and a half feet.
I've seen that.
You have?
Yeah. They also have the world's largest loon in Minnesota, which we've been by. And
what's going on in Minnesota?
Vern the Patriot is its name. Built on a pedestal that adds 9 feet to its height.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Sorry. Disqualified.
Right. 7,500 nutcrackers in there. Did you see that many when you were in?
No.
Were you driving through?
I was just driving.
Oh, you were just driving through. Okay.
Oh, that thing's going to be terrifying at night. There's big teeth. Like smiling at you.
65 and a half feet high.
65 feet high, yeah.
Man.
Size of small Godzilla, and it's a big nutcracker.
Yeah.
Julie, 38th what? Annual Shark Week.
Yeah.
Sunday on the Discovery Channel. So you can watch it back on, yeah.
So I can watch it like I used to.
I think they stream it, too, on various channels.
Yeah.
But if you want to just stay with the Discovery Channel.
So it'll have a new episode every night.
Yes.
Yay. Okay,
there
I like that.
Okay, ESPN. More layoffs this week. Cam Newton, he was terrible anyway.
I mean, there's not a lot of...
getting the retirement. Yeah, he was, you know, he was a good football player.
Most of them,
yeah.
There's not a lot of them that I'm
They did extend
for
Tim
anymore.
Tebow's multi-year contract.
Yeah, see, I don't think Tim Tebow's very good.
I don't think so either. Harley Davidson rolling out a new model motorcycle inspired by the stripped-down custom models popularized by the post-World War II riders. This 2026 Harley Deadwood will only be available in the U.S. and Canada. First public appearance, August 7th.
Sturgis.
I wouldn't mind going to see that. Cool. Post-World War II rider. Boy.
Hmm.
That's only a couple weeks.
Good stuff.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll start making their way through, so we got to be. And today, if you want to do something really fun or interesting as we run out of time, you can go check it out. It's the National Baby Food Festival.
Oh, I'd love to.
I like baby food.
And time.
Plum is my favorite.
Oh, man. Julie, again, you're saying stuff on here that I would never have gotten out of me.
Wow. Plum?
Plum is good.
I love baby food.
Plum it is. Plum baby food for Julie.
Now you know her lunch plans.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
Wow, that's out of nowhere.
There's you got to get side eye on the street or something. That's Julie, huh?
You're listening to Caro. We shared at 8 o'clock. Plum food coming her way.